In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这边讲话。
And may the peace, blessing, and mercy of God be with you always.
愿神的恩惠、平安、慈爱与各位时常同在。
On behalf of the TTP students and the pastors, we're very touched by your love.
那在这边请代表三位神学生和讲员在这边，因为我们受到了你们很多爱心的。
And so likewise, may God remember your love and bless you each and every one of you abundantly.
受到了很多你们爱心的照顾，那我们也祈求神纪念你们的爱心，继续保护看顾你们。
For mutual encouragement, I'd like to share with you a sermon, but also a testimony.
那今天为了我们大家的今天要跟大家一起共同分享、共同查考的题目是极力为真道争辩。
So within the sermon, there is a testimony concerning how I came to believe.
那在今天的聚会当中也有我自己怎么如何来信真耶稣教会的一个过程。
First, let us turn to the book of Jude.
我们请看犹大书。
Jude, verse 3.
犹大书的第三节。
Jude, verse 3.
犹大书第三节。
Behold, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
亲爱的弟兄我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道极力的争辩。
Here is a letter from Jude.
这个是犹大所写的。
And Jude wrote to the brethren who were sanctified in God.
那他写给亲爱的弟兄，就是被神所选召、受神慈爱的弟兄们。
And one of the things is identified is that there is a common salvation.
那在这边有讲到一个的，就是我们有同样一个救恩。
So this common salvation was common between Jude and the members.
所以这个救恩就是犹太人和其他所有信徒同得到的一个救恩。
And within the common salvation, there is this faith.
那在这个救恩里面就有真道。
So this common salvation and the faith was a connection between all the members.
所以所有的信徒就是被这同样一个救恩、这些真道所连接在一起。
And likewise today, we are all part of this common salvation.
就好像我们一直到我们今天，我们都是在同样这个救恩里面。
This common salvation or common faith affects each and every one of us in different ways.
那这个同样的救恩呢，在我们生命当中，那有给我们很多不一样的一个影响。
For example, for one who believes in this common salvation.
就好像有一个人他在了这个救恩里面。
You can be the only person to believe in this common salvation within your family.
你可以是在你们家中唯一一个信这个救恩的。
If you take the matter further, you can ask yourself the question, how did this common salvation begin within your family?
所以说你就可以询问说，在这个家里面，这个救恩是怎么出来的呢？
And if this common salvation has a beginning,
如果这个救恩有一个起头,
where does this common salvation come to an end?
那这个救恩什么时候结束?
When we think about the members in our family,
如果我们想到了我们亲爱的家人,
who are also a part of this common salvation,
他们都属于这个同样一个救恩,
providing that they are part of this common salvation, they will receive a blessing.
如果他们是属于这个救恩的，那他们就能够得到福气。
And so this blessing can be passed down from generation to generation.
那这个福气也能一代传给下一代。
This is a rare blessing.
这是一个非常罕见、非常尊贵的一个福气。
But it shows how the common salvation has been kept within the family.
但是我们可以看到这个救恩是能够保持在家里面的。
And it shows that within this family that they have treasured the common salvation.
那这个家庭也非常的宝贵，珍惜这份救恩。
So this is truly a blessing.
那这真是一个福气。
So for many of us, we are part of a generation.
那我们很在座的每一位都是有福气的人。
Or maybe we're part of a few generations.
我们可能我们这几代都是有福气的。
For others, they are the preparing to become a generation. For others, they are preparing to become part of a generation.
那也有很多人期待的要加入这些有福气的人。
Either way, the common salvation has been effective.
但是这个就是最主要的就是这个救恩，同样的这个救恩是大有功效的。
As for me, I am learning about this common salvation.
那我到现在都一直在学习，要更加的了解这个救恩。
So how did this common salvation affect me?
所以这个救恩是怎么样？到了我是怎么进入这个同样的救恩呢？
I received this common salvation late.
我其实是长大以后才接触到这个救恩的。
So I'm initially not part of the body of Christ.
我一开始其实不是属于基督身体的一部分。
And so in order to be in contact with the body of Christ, there must have been some communication between myself and the body of Christ.
所以要我本来不是不属于基督的身体，要让我变成属于基督的身体，那我一定要跟基督的身体一开始有一些接触。
I was brought up in a Christian family.
那我从小我们的家庭就是一个基督化的家庭。
So I'm a part of a Christian family of five.
那我们家里有五个人，每个人都是基督教的。
As time went on, we were going to the Anglican Church.
那我们长大的时候，我们去的是在英国的圣公会。
The Anglican Church is part of the Church of England.
那圣公会其实是英国教会的一个部分。
So naturally, I would follow my parents.
所以我就很自然的跟着我的父母去了这个教会。
To learn with them about God.
在跟他们去教会学习神的道理。
This is my beginning to learn about Christianity.
这就是我一开始如何来接触基督教。
This is my beginning to learn about Christ.
这就是我一开始接触到了基督。
As time went on, we discovered that there is a difference in opinion.
那时间慢慢的过去，我们发现自己在家庭中我们个人的观念不一样。
So then my brother decided to go to another church.
所以我的哥哥他就决定要去另外一间教会。
And strangely, my parents did not initially object to it.
那我的父母他们并没有反对。
So there came a split within the family.
所以在家里面我们就有分开了。
For those who go to the Anglican Church, they worship on Sunday.
那去圣公会的，他们就在星期天做他们的礼拜。
So where did my brother go?
那我的哥哥去哪里呢？
He started to go to a Pentecostal church.
他去了一个五旬节教派的教会。
And so they worship God on Friday and on Sunday.
那在五旬节教派，他们是在星期五
，Friday and
Sunday.
星期五和星期天聚会。
And then there came a point where my brother decided to ask me to attend.
那我的哥哥也邀请我跟他一起去那个教会。
And so I went.
是吧？我也跟他一起去。
And I started to observe.
那我去那边就仔细的观察。
And I was observing the worship on Sundays.
我就观察他们在星期天是如何的做礼拜。
Again, initially my parents did not object to it.
那一开始，我的父母并没有阻挡我们。
And there came a point of time where we were a period of time that we were worshiping within this Pentecostal church.
那在我们去五旬节教会去查考一阵子之后
，And then suddenly at some point,
突然间
，The church got in contact with True Jesus Church.
那个教会跟真耶稣教会有了接触。
Why did they get in contact with True Jesus Church?
为什么他们会接触真耶稣教会呢
？I don't know.
我不知道。
I was too young to remember.
那个时候我还小，我不是很记得了。
But as time went on, I discovered.
但是时间一天的一天的过，我就发现了。
One of the reasons they got in contact with True Jesus Church is concerning a common salvation.
因为他们跟真耶稣教会接触的原因，就是为了这个同样的救恩。
What do I mean by this?
那这是什么意思呢
？Those from the Pentecostal Church observe the teachings about Sabbath day.
在五旬节教会，他们也看到了关于
about Saturdays，
关于安息日的聚会，就是在星期六有聚会。
So they got in contact with the True Jesus Church.
所以他们就来接触真耶稣教会。
And they researched more into the doctrines of True Jesus Church.
那他们就仔细的查考真耶稣教会的一些教义。
So they study.
他们就查考了之后
，and they spent some time thinking about it.
他们也花了一些时间仔细的思考
，and then they believe in it.
他们就相信了
，or at least believe in aspects of it.
或者是至少相信了其中的一部分。
So, for example, they believe in the aspect of Sabbath keeping.
就好像他们相信了我们应该是在星期六来遵守这个安息日。
Then there came the invitation.
然后他们就有了邀请。
So members from Jesus Church were invited to come to the Pentecostal church.
就有一些基督真耶稣教会的信徒就被邀请到五旬节教会。
And I remember that time that we met for service.
所以我记得我去聚会的时候就遇到了真耶稣教会的信徒。
I was probably about 13 then.
那个时候我大约13岁。
And I remember very vaguely the service that happened.
那我模模糊糊的记得那一天的情况。
At that time, there were at least one U.S. worker that from Judas Church that was there.
那个时候最少有一位美国的工人在那边。
And he led the service.
那他的带这个聚会。
And he encouraged the believers to pray.
他鼓励信徒们祷告。
And he explained about how the Judas Church pray in tongues.
那他就讲解跟我们解释说，真耶稣教会的信徒那是用灵言祷告。
So for me, this was a new way of prayer.
那对我来说，这是一个非常一个新的方式，要一个新的祷告方式。
Not just to pursue words and understanding.
不只是用嘴巴用能够听得懂的语言来祷告
，but to pray in tongues.
而且还可以用圣灵用属灵的言语祷告。
So what I did is I decided to pray at that time when we all prayed together.
所以当祷告的时候，我就决定要跟他们要一起祷告。
And that was the first time that I experienced being touched by the Spirit of God.
那就是我第一次感觉到神的灵感动了我。
Something was different about the prayer.
在这一次的祷告当中，跟以前的祷告都不一样。
It was different to what I have been praying up to that point in time.
就是我以前所有的祷告都没有这样子的体验。
And then afterwards, what happened is that the both churches they had fellowship.
所以之后这两个教会就有一些团契的活动。
Just have tea and they share exchange.
好，我们就下午茶，然后一起分享我们自己一些的体验道理。
And then afterwards, they left their separate ways.
然后就分开了。
And so there was my brother.
那有我的哥哥。
And he was thinking about what was mentioned.
所以他就思考刚刚他所听到。
The other members of the Pentecostal church were in deep conversation with one another.
那其他的五旬节教会的信徒，他们也很深入的探讨他们所新听到的道理。
As far as my brother was concerned, he felt it was okay.
那我哥哥听到了，他觉得还不错。
But then there was a change in heart.
然后他们的有一个心意的改变。
He decided to go to the True Jesus Church.
他决定要去真耶稣教会。查考他们的福音。
He then went to attend services.
所以他就去参加他们的聚会。
And then my parents discovered that he was going to another church.
所以那时候我的父母就发现，诶，他又去了另外一间教会。
So in the eyes of my parents, they think, what is this?
那我的父母就觉得说，这是什么呢？
And that was the time that my brother was facing this obstacle with my parents.
所以从这个时候开始，我的哥哥就遇到了我父母来的一些困难和阻挡。
My parents were not keen on him to go.
我的父母觉得他们不喜欢我哥哥去参加这间教会。
So every Sabbath he was challenged as to why he was going.
所以每个星期六他要去教会的时候，父母就会要来抵挡他。
And then by that time my brother was baptized and he received the Holy Spirit.
那个时候我的哥哥已经受洗又得到圣灵了。
And then it was my turn.
然后就轮到我。
So my brother invited me to come to True Jesus Church.
所以我的哥哥也邀请我一起跟他来到真耶稣教会。
And for several weeks, I faced the same sort of questionings for my dad.
还有好几个礼拜，我的父母也是一直这样子的询问我，为什么你要去这间教会？
Maybe this period seems to be a period of persecution.
好像这一段就好像一段受逼迫的日子。
But this is very, very minor.
但是这是一个很小很小的逼迫。
And I remember when I was attending services at one point.
我记得有一次我去参加聚会的时候。
I was at an evangelical service.
这是一个布道会。
And I heard the passage of John chapter 3 verse 5.
我们查考到了约翰福音第三章的第五节。
We are very familiar with being born of water and the Spirit.
约翰福音第三章第五节，我们都对这一段道理非常的。明白，就是人就是要从水和圣灵生。
So this played on my mind continuously.
所以这一句话要从水和圣灵生，就一直在我的脑海中转来转去。
To be born of water, we know refers to water baptism.
从水生，我们知道就是要受大水的洗礼。
And then I thought about being born of the Spirit.
然后也要从圣灵生。
And I said to myself, I want this.
那我就跟我自己讲说，我要这样子。
I was not too worried about how the members of the True Jesus Church prayed at the time, which was in tongues.
那个时候，真耶稣教会的信徒，那他们都是用灵言祷告，用方言祷告。那对我来说，我并不会害怕。
But I have this determination within me to say that whenever I come to service, I will pray for the Holy Spirit, and whenever I go home.I will pray for the Holy Spirit.
那我在心里就有一个志向，说我在聚会，在来到教会聚会的时候，我要求圣灵。那我回到家，我要继续的求这个圣灵。
And then one Sabbath day, I sensed there was something different about my prayer.
那在一个星期六，我就发现我祷告有一些不一样。
Something was very different.
有一件事情非常的不一样。
But I just kept on praying anyway.
但是我还是继续的祷告。
But when I was at home,
那我回到家之后
，I was watching TV.
我在看电视
and many of my family were sleeping.
那很多我其他的家人他们都已经在睡觉了
and I had this urgency to want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那这个时候突然间觉得好想要来祷告求圣灵
So there was very few rooms left for me to pray.
所以只剩下几间房间可以给我求圣灵
I shared a room with my brother.
那我跟我哥哥一起睡
And that room was a combined living room as well.
那个房间也是一个我们共享一个客厅
And that was because he was ill as well himself
因为那个时候他在生病
And so the rest of the family were upstairs sleeping
那其他的家人他们都在楼上睡觉
And I wanted to pray
那我想要祷告
So I could have prayed in the kitchen
我可以在厨房祷告
I could have prayed in a separate toilet
我可以在另外一个浴室祷告
And I could have prayed in the bathroom
或者是在厕所祷告
All I was interested in was to pray
我想要做的就只是祷告而已
So I knelt down and prayed
所以我就跪下来祷告
And that was the time that I received the Holy Spirit.
就是在这个时候得到了圣灵
And that was tears of joy to me.
那这个时候我就流了高兴的眼泪
And the reason why it was tears of joy is because I communicated with God in prayer.
我为什么会流泪呢？那么高兴呢？就是因为我在祷告中感觉跟神沟通到了
That's a special moment.
是一个对我来说非常特别的一个时刻
It's something that I cannot forget.
是一个永远忘不掉的一个经验
And that ties in with a common salvation that we all have
那就是这个经验跟我们今天所想这个共同的救恩是一样的
So this is very precious
所以这对我来说非常的宝贵
So with this particular common salvation what can we learn
所以这个我们同样得到的这个救恩我们可以从中学到什么呢
We can look at the common salvation and the impact it has between the church and those who are yet to believe.
我们从这个救恩我们可以来看教会和那些还没有得到这个福音进入教会的人。
Let's look at Jude verse 3.
我们请看回来犹大书的第三节。
When we read it some time ago, we saw that it was a common salvation.
我们可以看到这个同德的救恩。
It's something that has to be contended for.
这个是我们要极力争辩的
So faith has to be contended for
所以我们的真道我们的真理我们要竭力的为它争辩
And this faith has been once and for all delivered to the saints
那这个圣徒的真道呢也是一次的托付了给圣徒
So these truths have been for once and for all delivered to us
所以这个真理这个真道已经一次的交代了给我们
So because we receive this as final
那既然我们得到的只已经是一个完成品
this truth that we receive as final we should treasure
那这个完成品这个全备的福音我们就要好好的来来把它收藏好
because it's precious to our own life
因为这个福音对我们的生命非常的宝贵
it can be precious to the generations beyond
对我们的下一代也是很宝贵
so this is something that we need to bear in mind
所以这是我们要记得的
that the church can have this common salvationfor which the faith is final.
就是这个教会同得这个救恩然后还有全备的福音。
We find that this common salvation that is final is not just retained in the church.
我们知道这个
It's not just retained in the church.
这个救恩不是只有在教会里面。
We find this common salvation is shared amongst others.
我们知道这个救恩也是可以跟大家分享的
so that others can be accessible to this common salvation
所以其他的人也能够来得到这个救恩
and that has been demonstrated in the testimony that I shared with you
就是在我见证里面跟大家分享的
perhaps denominations have to get in touch with the church
那其他的教派他们就要来接触真耶稣教会。
By getting in touch with the true church, they can gain access to this common salvation.
如果他们跟真耶稣教会有接触的话，他们就能够听到，就能够接触到这一个救恩。
And then we can find that more souls can be delivered.
那这样子的话，更多的灵魂就能够得救。
And more souls can be accessible to this faith which is once and for all delivered to the saints.
那更多的灵魂，那更多的人就能够接触到这个真理。
Truly, this does carry a responsibility.
所以对我们来说，责任重大。
It's a responsibility that has been entrusted to us.
这个责任已经交付给我们了。
But the least thing we can do is to share this faith with others.
我们最少要做的就是跟其他的人分享这个道理。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们请看以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
以弗所书第一章，我们请看第十二和第十三节。
That we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
This common salvation that we have can be trusted. The salvation gives us this common salvation gives us a time to first listen.
那这个真理我们接触到的时候，有一段时间我们要好好的来聆听它，来接受它。
To listen to the word of truth and to make a decision about what we're going to do with the truth.
那我们听到了这个真理之后，我们就要做一个决定，我们要如何的来行。
And then providing that we believe in this, then we can gain the blessing.
如果我们相信他，我们就能够得着福气。
And this blessing can be precious.
那这个福气就对我们来说非常的宝贵。
So for me, I saw this as a blessing.
对我来说，这就是一个很大的福气。
When we look at the book of Acts,
当我们看《使徒行传》的时候
，Peter mentioned that one can be baptized and then they will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说，当一个人信受洗之后，就能够得到应许的圣灵。
I was greatly blessed in that I received the Holy Spirit before I got baptized.
那对我来说，我是非常得神宝贵恩典的，因为我在洗礼之前就得到了这个圣灵，宝贵的圣灵。
So why did I receive the Holy Spirit?
为什么我会得到圣灵呢？
I believe one of the reasons is because I trusted in God.
那我相信其中一个原因就是因为我相信神。
Trust in what God has delivered to the saints.
我相信神所交代给他圣徒的。
Trust in the word of God that we have received.
相信我所领受到的这个福音真理。
So we can gain access to this preciousness of the word of God.
所以我们就能够来接触这个真理。
And so we can gain the promises of God.
所以我们就能够接触到神所应许要给我们的。
So the word of God is indeed true.
所以神的话实在是真实可靠的。
But it's that we have to be accessible to it.
很重要的就是我们要来接触它。
When we are accessible to it, then we can make a decision about how we can progress in our faith.
当我们能够接触到之后，我们就能够决定如何的来进一步的走我们的信仰路程。
This is part and parcel of contending for the truth.
这就是我们在为真理竭力争辩，或者是竭力去拿到这个真理的一部分。
By this time, my parents did not object about me attending the church.
那到这个时候，我的父母已经不再阻止我们去参加真耶稣教会的聚会。
My dad attended the water baptism.
那我的父亲他也接受了洗礼。
And that is something that I actually told my parents about. That's something I told my parents.
那我就跟我的父母讲。
Whereas my brother he got baptized secretly.
Oh, 我的哥哥他是偷偷去受洗的。
So then we see afterwards that my sister then became baptized and then she received the Holy Spirit.
那我们后来看到我的妹妹她也是受洗得到了圣灵。
So this becomes a more precious thing.
所以这对我们的家里来说我们就都是非常的宝贵。
More souls being added to the fold.
我们可以看到更多的灵魂进入了救恩。
Let's look at another aspect concerning contending for the faith.
那我们再看另外一个我们从另外一个方面来看竭力的争 便为这个福音。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
我们请看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
腓立比书第一章第二十七节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
腓立比书第一章二十七节。
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Providing that there is that willingness within us.
如果我们心里面有这个追求的心志，
providing that we're willing to contend for the faith.
如果我们为力愿意来为这个福音竭力的争辩，
we need to learn to strive with other people.
我们要学习跟其他的人一起来合作。
We need to learn to strive with fellow brethren.
我们要学习如何跟其他的弟兄姐妹们一起的努力。
And the reason for this is to work as a team.
就是能够在一个像一个团体里面来合作。
So that the gospel can be preached effectively.
所以这个福音才能够被很畅通的传得出去。
And when we go through the Bible, we see that there are many co-workers that work together.
我们在圣经里面可以看到很多的神的工人，他们都是一起工作的。
For example, Peter and John.
就好像彼得和约翰。
Paul and Silas.
保罗和希拉，
or Paul and Timothy,
或者是保罗提摩太，
they're all working together.
他们都是一起工作的。
And we see that by working together, they can also contend for the faith.
我们可以看到他们一起工作的时候，也是一起竭力的为这个道争辩。
They can support one another.
他们能够互相的扶持。
And likewise, within the church, we can also support one another.
就好像今天在教会里面，我们一样的。也要互相扶持。
The important thing is that we all have a heart to strive together in the gospel.
那最重要的就是我们有心智要来追求，一起的追求这个道理。
And if we're striving together in the gospel,
既然我们极心的竭力来追求这个福音，
we find that other souls can be saved.
我们就能够带领其他的灵魂拯救他们。
But we also find that within the church setting, other people can see that we are striving together for the gospel.
那既然我们竭力努力的时候，教会里面其他的人也是可以看得到。
And this has an impact on our conduct.
那这样子，我们的行事为人也有一个很正面的影响。
So our conduct determines which way we're going to go with the gospel. Our conduct determines how we're going to preach the gospel.
我们的行事为人从我们的行事为人，我们就可以来传福音。
And that can have an impact on us striving together.
那从我们的行事为人，可能影响到我们跟别人合作的关系。
And we can find that when we are striving together in the gospel,
我们知道如果我们跟其他人一起合作，
we can find that we are learning about the affairs of others.
我们也能够从他们身上来学习。
In other words, to learn about how they are progressing in the gospel.
我们可以看到他们在真理上的追求。
So as brethren, we can see how others are progressing in the gospel.
所以我们可以在弟兄姐妹当中看到别人是如何的来成长。
And for those who are yet to believe,
那些还没有信的人呢？
They can also be learning about the affairs of the gospel.
他们也能够学习福音真理方面的事情。
So that importantly, they strive for the truth.
所以他们也能够有热心要来追求这个福音。
And importantly, that they have the faith in the gospel.
那很重要的就是他们要相信这个福音。
So in this verse, we can see the perspective from the church, and we can see the perspective from the truth-seeking friend.
所以从这个经节里面，我们可以看到有两个出发点，一个是从教会的出发点，还有另外一个是从还没有信的人，他们如何来追求这个福音。
That both the church and the truth-seeking friend can strive together in the gospel.
甚至我们教会要跟慕道者、寻求福音的人一起追求这个道理。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们请看提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
提摩太前书第三章第十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
提摩太前书第三章第十五节。
But if I am delayed, I write so you may know how you ought to conduct yourself. In the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
And so in this passage, we can see the importance of the truth in the church.
从这一节我们就可以看到教会真理的重要性。
Paul talks about the truth that's in the church.
保罗提到的就是在教会里面的真理。
So there's a relationship between the church and the living God.
所以这个教会就能够跟真神连上关系。
And where the church has this living God, they can be accessible to the grounding of the truth.
如果这个教会里面有真神的同在，那他们就能够接受到这个真理。
So God will give his elect or his people the truth.
神会把他的福音，他的真理交代给那些他所拣选的。
So because of the power of God, he can manage us to receive the truth.
就是因为神的大能，我们才能够得到这个真理。
So then our heart is accessible to the truth of God.
这样子我们的心就能接受到这个福音。
And likewise, when we manage the truth carefully,
可是当我们好好的来运用这个福音的时候，
we can guide our fellow brethren to the truth of God.
我们也能够把我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹都带到这个福音面前。
So here we can see how God works in the members in the church.
我们可以看到神是如何运行在我们教会统领当中。
And here we can see how the body of Christ is immobilized because of God's truth.
我们可以看到神的教会行动起来，他的灵感动教会的人，让整个教会行动起来。
So the truth of God has a very important role to play in the church.
所以教会里面的真理是教会绝对不可缺少的一部分。
And we can see that it can be necessary for salvation.
我们可以看到这个真理跟得救有直接的关系。
But it's something that we have to contend for.
但是这个真理是我们要竭力争辩的。
Let's turn to Psalm 43.
我们请看诗篇第43篇。
Psalm 43, verse 3 and 4.
诗篇第43篇。第三节第四节
Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God.
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里，神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
And so here in this passage, we can see the impact of the truth upon the church.
所以我们可以看到这边真理跟这个教会的关系。
And but we can also see the impact of God upon the psalmist.
可以看到这个神对作诗的人有多么大的影响。
The psalmist wanted help.
这个作诗的人，他想要从神寻求到帮助。
The psalmist wanted guidance.
这个作诗的人，他想要得到指引。
The psalmist wanted to be led by God.
他想要得到从神直接的指引。
And likewise, when we are contending for the faith, we need to be led by God to the truth.
就好像我们为争道竭力争辩、竭力追求的时候，我们就是要给神来带领。
And so before the eyes of God, the truth in the house of God is precious.
所以在神眼中，真教会里面的真理是非常宝贵的。
So by this time, my brother, my sister, and I were baptized.
所以这个时候，我哥哥、我妹妹和我三个人都已经受洗了。
So as far as I was concerned, the next thing to do was to preach to my parents.
所以接下来我就想说要传这个福音给我的父母。
Several times we've been encouraging them to come.
有好几次我们都已经鼓励他们要来参加教会的聚会。
Just when I wanted to encourage them further to progress for this common salvation, something happened.
就在我想要继续的邀请他们来追求这个救恩的时候，有一件事情发生了。
On one Sabbath day,
有一个安息日。
I discovered that my brother and my sister did not want to come to church anymore.
我发现我的哥哥、我的妹妹，他们不再想要去教会了。
So this was a big shock to me.
那对我来说，这是一个很大的打击。
And I was wondering why this happened.
我就想说为什么会这个样子呢？
At that time, I felt I could not get comfort from many people.
我就想说那我得不到别人的安慰。
Because I'm the only member then now at that time to believe in the truth.
因为这样子的话在整个家里面我就剩下我一个人相信这个真理。
And maybe it was a period of training for me.
可能这是一段神要给我的训练。
And this training was to learn to build up my faith.
那这一段时间我就要自己建立好信心。
Not to build up my faith on someone who was taking me to the church.
不再是由带我来教会的那个人来帮助我建立，而是我自己要建立好信心。
But to build up my faith upon God.
我要把我的信仰建立在神上面。
And this meant I had to learn from him.
就是我要从神那边来学习。
We turn to Jude verse 20 and 21.
我们请看回来犹大书。
Jude.
二十节和二十一节
Jude verse 20 and 21
犹大书二十节和二十一节
But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
So this came as a time of life where I had to learn to build up my faith.
所以在这一段时间，我就要好好的建立好自己的信仰。
When we build up our faith, we can build up our faith in a number of ways.
在我们想要建立信仰的时候，我们有几个方法可以来做好它。
We may make it a goal to build up our faith to, for example, raise a family.
我们可能在建立家庭的时候，我们信仰要把它建立好。
We may build up our faith in terms of other factors.
或者用其他的角度来看它。
But for me, there was a period of learning.
但是对我来说，这是一段学习的时间。
One of the lessons is to learn the teachings of God.
就是要来学习神道理的时间。
And for God to teach me so that I can be built up.
那在这个时间，我就要聆听神的训诲，那我的信仰就能够建立起来。
We turn to Colossians chapter 2.
我们请看哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
哥罗西书第二章第六节和七节。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So in this period of time, it was a time of me learning to give thanks to God.
所以在这一段时间，也就是要让我学习如何的来感谢神。
Despite the different factors that I could see happening,It was time to establish my faith in God.
虽然在这段时间有很多事情发生，但是就是这样子，我更要建立好我的信仰。
A time for me to be rooted in His Word.
让我的信心、我的信仰能够在他的真理里面扎根。
A time to be rooted in what God wants me to know.
让我能够在神的旨意、神的道理当中扎实的扎根。
A time to stand in Him.
要站立在他里面。
So all these are important factors to be built up in him.
那在这个时间都是这些东西都是对我来说非常重要的。
This can be considered as the short-term goal of being built up in him.
这是对我来说那个时候是一个短期的目标，我要做好这些事情。
Let's look at the long-term goal of being built up in him.
但是在长期的目标，我们是要如何的在他里面被建造呢？
2 Peter chapter 3.
我们请看彼得后书第三章
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13 and 14
彼得后书第三章第十三十四节
Nevertheless we according to his promise look for a new heaven and new earth for which righteousness dwells Therefore beloved looking forward to these things be diligent to be found by him in peace without spot and blameless
第十三节，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
In these few verses, we can see that we can be built up in God.
在这两段这几节的经节当中，我们可以发现，我们可以在主耶稣里面被建立。
We can be built up in God by looking for things in the long term.
如果我们盼望将来未来将要发生的事情，那我们就可以有一个长时间的来计划它。
If we're looking for a new heaven, a new earth, then it's something that will happen in the future.
如果我们切切的仰望神日子来到，那将一定会来到的那一天。
It's a promise of God. This is what we should make as a goal.
就因为这是神的应许，所以我们就要把这个放在我们的目标里面。
And while we're looking for this goal, we have to be found before God.
如果我们有这个远见，看到了这个目标，我们就可以在主里面被建立。
Found before God in peace and blameless.
在主里面被建立是有平安，然后是纯洁的。
Just as mentioned in the previous sermon.
就好像我们在上一次听道理所听到的。
Talking about the day of visitation.
就好像我们早上所听到的那审判的日子。
This is also a period of which God can visit us.
就是这一
This is also a period or time to which God can visit us.
这也在就是那鉴察的日子，那这也是这段时间也是神要鉴察我们的日子。
So that if this is the long-term goal,
所以如果这是我们一个长期的目标
，between now and that long-term goal, we have to be blameless before Him.
所以从现在到那一天的到来，我们在他面前要是无可指责的。
So this is something that is part of me building up my faith in him.
所以这就是我那时候想要建立好自己的一些目标。
But the most crucial thing is to have this precious-like faith.
但是对我来说，最重要的就是有信仰，过着信仰的生活。
Sometimes our faith can be tried.
有时候我们的信仰会受到磨练。
Sometimes our faith is tested.
有时候我们的信仰受到考验。
But it can help make our faith more genuine.
但是这些都是能够帮助我们的信仰，让它能够成长的。
And so this is one of the key things of me having to build up my faith in God.
这就是在这段时间当中，我的对我来说非常的重要，让我的信心能够成长。
So that my faith was not built upon someone who's also going to the church.
所以我的信心不再是建立在在其他的人上面。
I'm not going because someone else is going.
我去教会不是因为带我来的那个人也去教会。
I'm going because God wants me here.
我去教会是因为神在这个教会。
I'm going because God wants me to learn something.
我去教会是因为神要我去教会，要我去学习到东西。
And God wants me to truly stand before Him.
神要我自己在他面前站立的稳。
So this is something that I learned.
这就是我所学习到的。
The thing that I learned and gained comfort from was recorded in 2 Timothy.
那还有在提摩太后书这边也有记载到。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 13.
我们看第十一到第十三节。
This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认识他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
For much of this passage, it talks about God.
这边讲到神。
It talks about how God is faithful.
这边讲到神，他是可信的。
It talks about how we can live with God.
这边讲到我们能够跟神同活。
So these things can be a precious thing that we can receive from God.
这些都是我们从神那边可以领受到美好的事情。
We can reign with God.
我们能够与神一同作王。
We can gain faith from God.
我们能够从他得到这个信仰。
We can find that he is faithful towards us.
我们可以发现他是非常的信实。
And we can find that we can live on because of him.
我们发现我们今天能够继续活着就是因为有他。
So this is a big comfort.
所以这对我来说是一个很大的安慰。
And this is a big learning thing we can learn in terms of building up our faith.
这是我也是我们在建立信仰的时候能够学习到的。
So that God can help us in our situation.
所以神在我们的难题当中能够给我们帮助。
So during this period of time, I discovered that my brother was not coming to church.
所以在这段时间，我发现我的哥哥他不再去教会了。
So it was a period of praying for him.
所以最在这段时间当中，我也一直的为他祷告。
But then it was time for me to mature in my faith.
那也是让我能够在信心里面长大成长。
Time to bring him back.
就要把我的哥哥带回来。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
我们请看雅各书。第五章
James chapter 5 verse 19 and 20.
雅各书第五章十九到二十节。
Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, to him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
我的弟兄们，你们中间若有迷失真道的，有人使他回转。这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上回转，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
I was mindful of bringing someone back who was lost.
我就想要把这个迷失的兄弟找回来。
In some way, I have to accept that he was wandering from the truth.
我要接受他已经离开真道的事实。
So it was my goal to try to bring him back.
所以我的目标就是要把他带回来。
So apart from prayer, what else did I do?
所以不止除了祷告之外，我还能够做什么呢
？Whenever I got home, I reported to him how the members were at church.
那我回到家之后，我就跟他报告在教会信徒的情况。
So I kept him in touch with the affairs of the church.
让他一直能够知道、听到教会的消息。
And I encouraged him to make it a goal to come back to church.
那我也鼓励他，让他能够下定目标回来教会聚会。
Just attend one service.
就来一次就好了。
You don't have to be there for the whole day.
你不需要整天待在教会。
The door is open for him to return the church and hear the word of God.
教会的门为你而开，让你能够回来听道理。
It can give him this life of learning again.
能够让你重新的再回到追求真理的生活。
To learn how God is indeed truly faithful.
让你能够学习到神是怎么样的信实可靠。
To learn that God can truly be trusted.
让你学习到神是实在可信的。
So this is what he did.
然后他就这么做了。
He went to one of the services.
他去参加了一次的聚会。
And I thought that he was going to leave after the service.
我以为他在聚会后马上就会离开。
But no, thank God he stayed for another service.
感谢神，他又继续了参加另外一节聚会。
And then I thought he was going to leave again.
我以为他参加那节聚会完就要离开了。
But no, I was completely wrong. He stayed.
但是我想错了，他真的就继续的留下来。
And he stayed for the next service.
他又再参加了一节的聚会。
So by that time, my brother was engaged in fellowship with the brethren again.
那个时候，我的哥哥又回到了教会里面的团契。
And this is true joy.
这对我来说是真正的喜乐。
And this is true comfort.
这对我来说是真正的安慰。
My late wife said to me, the last words of my late wife was to keep strong in the Lord.
那我已过世的太太，她最后跟我讲的几句话，就是要在主里面有坚定的信心。
I believe that holds true.
我相信我们的期望是正确的。
I believe that when we are strong in the Lord, we can do many things.
我相信我们如果能够在主里面坚立好我们的信心，我们能够为他做很多事情。
We can be comforted by God to contend for the faith.
我们能够从神得到安慰，来继续的竭力的为这个真道争辩。
We can share what we know with others.
我们能够跟其他的人分享我们所知道的。
And we can strive together before Him.
我们能够在他面前同心合意的一起来努力。
To preach His word.
来传扬他的福音
，and to allow others to be accessible to the truth of God，
让其他的人也能够接触到这宝贵的福音。
I believe this is what He's entrusted each of us to do。
我想这就是他所交代给我们每一个人所做的事情。
So may God bless us and comfort us。
愿神祝福安慰我们各位。
Let's sing 379。
我们请唱赞美诗三百七十九首。
Hymn 379。